From California dreaming to California bleeding, jobs, businesses, tax revenue, everything. Hey, everybody, I'm Steve Green with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, and this is Right Angle, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Gentlemen, I just saw this morning. It's about a week old. It's a new study that was released from the Hoover Institution at Stanford University. You know, Stanford, that hotbed of conservative right-wing radical thought. They found that the rate of business loss in California, that is how many people, usually small businesses, close up shop and take off for places like Texas or Tennessee or Florida, is on track to double their losses from 2020. The absolute worst in the nation is set to double in 2021 over last year. The state now ranks, this is according to Brad Palumbo, who wrote up this report, the state now ranks as the 50th worst state. That's out of 50 to do business in. That's according to Chief Executive Magazine's 2021 survey. Meanwhile, the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council ranks the Golden State the 49th worst state to do business in. Ooh. And the Tax Foundation reports that California has the 49th worst business tax climate in the country. Scott, you are a fairly recent migrant halfway across the country. You left Pennsylvania for Texas. And the reason why I bring that up is you strike me as the kind of person who, had they left Pennsylvania, say, 25 or 35 years ago, would have found their way to California, which is the place where people used to go to pursue opportunity and that sort of live and let live lifestyle. Why'd you choose Texas?
Well, in all honesty, it's because my wife got a job here, but when she first mentioned, her best friend had moved here shortly before that from where they grew up together, from the state they grew up together in the Midwest. And so she came to me and she said, "Hey, Linda's just moved to Texas. What would you think about moving to Texas?" And I was immediately enthusiastic about it. And I have never been one of those people who thinks that, like, if you go to some other place, things are going to be better than they are here. You know, there's an old joke of where a guy is headed to a city and he passes somebody coming from that city on the road. And he says, hey, I'm headed to that city up ahead that you just came from. What's that city like?" And the guy said, it's terrible. The people are cruel. There's no opportunity there. It's just nothing but poverty, doom, and gloom." And then so he says, maybe I made the wrong decision. And then he's walking a little further along the road. He comes, runs into another guy, and he says, "Hey, I'm headed to the city you just came from. What's that city like?" And the guy said to him, "Well, what's the city like you just came from?" And I think that is the way to evaluate what a great place to live is, because I can be happy anywhere, but you can be happier in Texas than you can anywhere. And you're right. Like, I would be like California. I would be all about California. One of my sons would love to move to California. It never occurred to me to move to California, frankly, because I didn't think I was cool enough. And just couldn't hang with guys like Bill Whittle out there. But when I visited in California, I just thought, how is it possible that God could give you this great gift and you could bollocks it up so badly? Like, this,
that should be our motto.
And Larry Elder running for governor against Gavin Newsom, his whole campaign should be about the magnificence of California. You know, it should just be about what a great state this is, because I think it'll stand in such sharp contrast from people's lived experience. Because when you quote those stats about businesses moving out of California, people know people. People know people who left. People lost friends that way. People know that businesses have shut down, and people know that their investments are not performing the way they should because of the heavy hand of government. And so you just start talking in personal terms like that and rekindle the spirit of California in Californians' hearts, and I think you will capture those hearts.
Yeah. Bill, I'm glad Scott brought up the recall election, because this is what really bothers me. Everybody knows that one party rule is just suicide for a nation. When one party gets complete control, they just suck the life. They choke to death whatever country it is they get a hold of. Of course, the United
Especially
States.
Especially that party.
Yeah. Yes, the Democrat Party. They're especially bad at this. And America is basically 50 little countries, all kind of bound together by our federal government and our Constitution. So California has been essentially a one-party state for more than 20 years now. And it seems like, no, it doesn't seem like. It is a fact now that the only way to get a Republican elected to statewide office in California is by the unlikely circumstance of having a recall election against a sitting Democrat governor, and then to get a Republican in with some tiny little sliver of the vote that's, you know, split 20 or 30 or 40 ways on the recall ballot. If Gavin Newsom is recalled next week, and I certainly hope he is, and if he's replaced by Larry Elder, who I certainly hope does replace Newsom, what does it really tell you about Elder's chances for actually reforming the state in any meaningful way?
Well, Larry Elder said on day one that he would eliminate the mask mandate, period. And
that would be something.
And that alone is makes the life and death differences for a number of businesses that are out there. People always ask me why I stay in California, and it's really pretty simple. I mean, I grew up in Florida. My wife grew up in Siberia. I come to California. It's so cool here. She comes to California. She says, it's so warm here.
Yes.
And it is – it's really almost irresistible. The state is become a laughingstock, and it's become a hated laughingstock. And I am bombarded by pro-Newsom ads every day. I mean, every 7 or 8 minutes, that's really it. And he's putting a lot of money into this. And he has decided, Steve, to make this about the masks. And basically his campaign ads are, Gavin Newsom is fighting to protect California from this lunatic Republican who wants to eliminate masks and kill everybody in California. That's the ad campaign. That's how it goes. And so this is not just a referendum on Newsom. As a matter of fact, the entire purpose of that ad campaign is to make sure it's not about Newsom. And so what we're really going to be voting for is what percentage of cowards and Karens does the state consist of? And I have had many people say when they heard that Newsom ad say, is this an ad for Larry Elder? You know, because he's running on fear. That's just it. California's infection rate and transmission rate and mortality rate is more or less middle of the pack. It's certainly not like pristinely wonderful compared to Texas or Florida. They're pretty much all doing the same. And so if that information has been held back from the people in California, which is, of course, the intent, then the fear campaign may work. I personally think from the people, of course, into the people that I see, they've had enough of this, and they know the rest of the country's going back to work one way or another. And so that's what it's going to be about. It's not going to be about Newsom. It's going to be about masks. And that is going to tell us what Californians are, as a majority anyway, left about. Saw a Times article, which I don't buy. I just saw it in 7-Eleven. And it basically said, as usual, not about the failures of the Democrats, but just the hate that the Republicans have. But basically, it said rural Californians versus urban liberals. Rural Republicans versus urban liberals. Hmm. Now, there's more urban liberals. That's why California goes blue. But everybody's hurting here. And Steve, I don't have a clue. It's just pointless to try to speculate about politics in this state. But I should point out a last minute note, by the way, and this may end up working against him because I'd be surprised if I don't see this in Newsom's ads like within the next 48 hours. There's a lot of a conversation about Dianne Feinstein being essentially incoherent and just simply not there, that her mental state is gone. So Larry Elder said, yes, of course I'd appoint a Republican. So if we get the governor, we get a governor and a senator too, and that changes the balance of power in the Senate. So there's a lot of stakes here. And before they determined that because of the Delta variant, they would have mail-in ballots, I thought it would be Larry Elder for sure, because people are more energized to vote against somebody on a recall election than they are to go out and vote for the guy who's there. But with mail-in ballots, who knows, you know? I don't know. We'll find out soon enough. I have hope so.
Yeah, we're taping this on Tuesday the 7th, and the recall is on Tuesday the 14th if you can actually call it an election with all the mail-in stuff. I don't know. I'm old-fashioned. I like going to the voting booth and being handed my ballot so I know I'm the only one getting my ballot.
Yeah, and by the way, can I just say this? This is the thing about the mail-in ballots, right? I mean, if you determine that you're going to do something about an election, if you don't like the outcome, if you have mail-in ballots come election day, you know how many votes you need, right? I mean, you have time to prepare for this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a subject for another Right Angle, which I have a feeling we'll be doing again someday. You know, I was one of those Midwestern guys who grew up on that 1970s kind of Eagles version vision of California, which, believe it or not, was more or less true. You know, what was a Neil Diamond line? The palm trees blow, the rents are low. And that was the California that Americans from all the other states flocked to looking for opportunity, and that live and let live lifestyle. And they found it there. They built it there. They used to talk about the California dream. I can't remember the last time I heard that phrase when it wasn't me saying it ironically. But I was one of those Midwestern guys who was tempted. And I headed out there at the age of 19 with like $700 in my pocket. Seemed like a lot of money back then, but boy, did it go away quickly. I had to get a job. And that lure was dispelled very, very quickly. I found out, and this was Northern California, I wasn't going for the palm trees, but I found out very, very quickly that culturally, California was starting to change in a very unhealthy way that's since gone on to infect the rest of the nation. Because it wasn't possible to be a Republican or a conservative or even a small L libertarian like myself back then without just having polite disagreement. The culture was changing in Northern California. It's since spread to the rest of the state, where if you were principally disagreed with in disagreement with the whole progressive project, then you were a bad person. You were basically shunted from civilized society. And this has become the norm. This is what we now call cancel culture. It was born, near as I can tell, in Northern California. I lasted 6 years. Got to Colorado just as quickly as I could. As to what happens next Tuesday, I don't know. But I wouldn't be surprised either way. I hope it's Elder. I hope that Newsom is recalled. But I wouldn't be surprised if Newsom stays for one reason. So many people who are still smart and ambitious enough to make it in California have left California. That's your Right Angle on that, brought to you by the members of BillWhittle.com. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.